Invite you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads. It's the new Kindy Super Convenience Store, Kindy One Stop, with a huge selection of groceries, health and beauty aids, automotive fluids, your favorite beverages, hot pasta house pizza by the slice, coffee and donuts, and fountain drinks galore. They carry everything you can imagine, from locally packaged beans to diesel fuel and regular and E30, 50, and 85 gasolines. Kindy One Stop open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the corner of Kindy Road and M53. Kindy One Stop, raising the convenience shopping bar to a super convenient level, serving the greater Kindy, Fillion, and Pinnebog area, and everyone else who stops in.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Brock here with Adam Kaharchek in Deckerville. We're here for the game of the week on Cruise 102. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope we have a great night. The weather is just beautiful. A couple of little wispy clouds in the air. The sun's kind of starting to go down. The lights are on. A little Christmas out there. It's just a perfect fall night.
It's a gorgeous day. It's going to make for a great game tonight.
You just couldn't ask for any better. Adam and I will try and do our best tonight. I haven't been on for a little while, and it's Adam's first night doing a game. He's a student that's doing work study at the WLEW right now through the Tech Center, and so we'll work together and try and present you with a game here tonight. A few highlights as we get started. We look around some things that are going on tonight in the football and the Thumb, some big games. Of course, over at Lakers, you got Lakers-Reese in a game that's there for that side of the Thumb in a championship game. And a big matchup here tonight as Deckerville takes on North Huron. North Huron traveling down. Game one started the year off with Deckerville traveling up to North Huron in a non-league matchup. And that night it ended up going North Huron's way. It was battle, back and forth all night long and until about the fourth quarter, North Huron pulled away. But we'll see what happens. There were some teams have kind of gone in different directions since then. Deckerville had a starting quarterback that was out and did not play the first game. And the last couple weeks, North Huron has had Brandon Moore sitting on the sidelines, unable to play because of a knee injury. And we'll see what happens tonight then. It's kind of interesting. Other big things going on, some unfortunate things. If you follow the games, Cass City people might be traveling around looking for a game tonight. Unfortunately, Bay City All Saints was unable to meet their commitment, and that was a forfeit. So Cass City's homecoming night tonight canceled because of Bay City All Saints not being able to field a team. So my understanding is they will be against Vassar for homecoming next week, so that'll be a big one. As we start winding the season down here, we games tonight, just two more weeks to go. Some of the playoff things are really starting to shape up, and we'll kind of see what comes in. Adam's got the computer set in front of him here. As we go through tonight, he's going to try and keep up on some scores from around the thumb, and we'll try and let you know that.
Probably around halftime or something like that. I'll give some, give some other score updates, see what's going on, and see how the other schools are doing. So get some updates in here.
Yep. We get the feeds from Eddie. If you're listening out there, I assume Eddie's doing the thumb tailgater. He's normally out there working on that, and we have other people that feed into that and give us an opportunity to check that out. So it's a great opportunity to get there. We got a few people in the booth here tonight. Deckerville's been very nice to us and provided us a wonderful opportunity to see. For those of you who are wondering about start time and whatever, the clock on the field says there's about 13 and a half minutes for game time. Officials have met with the coaching staffs, and they're checking game balls out, and we'll have the coin toss here in just a couple minutes as we get ready for that. And I guess the other big thing is tonight's homecoming at Deckerville. That's always exciting. We get this time of year.
Fans look pumped. Everybody's coming in. Everybody's ready to see a great game tonight. And just it looks like they got here early. A little more fans than on the North Huron side. But everybody seems to be excited. They're ready for this to go. So.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see what happens. We've got a little pep band setting up down here, just down in front of us, and we'll see how the noise goes there. And it's already getting to be a noisy start down there on the field, and things happening as we get close to game starting. So. I know it's going to be an exciting thing to happen. These eight-man teams, for those of you out there who follow it, that the thumb has traditionally been major powerhouses in eight-man football. It just kind of started rolling a few years ago, and typically that championship has stayed right here in the thumb. Deckerville being the state champs last year, CPS kicked it off, we've had lots going. Peck. Oh, man. Adam, I don't know if you've had a chance to see Peck at all this year, but I got to tell you, they look really tough.
That's going to be somebody to compete with. They're going to have to set their game up to see if they can overpower them. But I've heard a couple of stats, and it sounds like they're going to be a team to go after.
Yeah, I think Peck will be a team to beat when we get to the playoffs this year. I know that North Huron went down there and played them fairly tough, but a couple turnovers, a couple mistakes, and in eight-man football, if you make a mistake, it's generally a touchdown. And we'll watch tonight and see what happens, but there is not a lot of room for error in eight-man football. It's not quite like 11-man. In 11-man, if somebody's out of position or doesn't play their spot quite right, there's usually a defensive back or a corner that's back there that kind of covers and makes things happen. In eight-man football, if you miss an assignment, that guy's liable to go 70, 80 yards for a touchdown and be there in a hurry. And that's kind of what happened in North Huron when they played Peck at Peck. Deckerville, not quite a typical season for Coach Brown and the boys. They've got a couple losses, and they got a really tough game. They're going to be at Peck next week, knowing that they need that for playoff implications and see where they end up, and we'll see. Normally at this point you'd be talking about two games to go and who's going to be playing home and who's going to be playing away, and about the only thing I can see in eight-man football right now is I'm pretty sure Peck's going to be at home most of the way through.
It seems like everybody here is everyone's on top of their game, and what they have to be. They have to be alert, they have to be ready, because like you said, in eight-man you have to be right there, you have to be ready to go, because if you are off your position, somebody's going to run through, somebody's going to make that sack, and you're just not going to see it coming. So everybody looks like they're ready. It looks like Deckerville's going to be here and ready to, make their homecoming something special. So, we're going to see who's going to pull ahead with the win tonight.
Okay, we're going to take a look here. We've got the captains with the officials marching out towards the center of the field, and we'll see what happens with the coin toss. Once we get the coin toss, we're going to throw it off for a commercial at that point, so that we have a good idea of what's happening, and we'll get back from that and kind of get things fed right in. But the captains in the coin toss with the official, and the officials have been out checking the field out. Looks like it's in great shape, and everything's here. It's a beautiful-looking field tonight. Grass is green. We've had recent rains. They've kept it there, and I don't see any spots on the field that should be an issue whatsoever. Deckerville has a very nice lighting system, and we're in a great spot right here. I'm standing on the 50-yard line high above, and we'll have a chance to actually see what's going to happen, and I other than this one beam that's right to my right that I'll have to lean in front of Adam occasionally, I got a perfect look.
Well, that's why I'm here, because I get that angle, you get that angle, and, you know, we work as a team.
All right, we'll team that one out and see. We've got the flip. It appears to me that Deckerville won the coin toss. Deckerville did win the coin toss, and so...